This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. We welcome back Paula Schroeder, the communications manager at Aging Matters in Brevard. She's here to talk about a super class that she offers, and it's to help people with chronic illness and their caregivers.
Right. This is called Living Healthy, and it's a self-management class. I'll just give you a really quick history of it. It was started over 20 years ago by Stanford University. And what they found was that the people who took this class were, in fact, able to manage their disease a lot more effectively than people who did not. What it is, it's a free 6-week workshop where you come together with other people who, they might not have the same illness that you do, but they've got some chronic condition that they're dealing with. Could be arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease. Some people have chronic depression, diabetes. One of the things that you have to do when you have a chronic disease is take care of yourself. What do you do on a day-to-day basis to make sure that that disease is not going to take over your life? Taking your medicine, exercise, eating right, changing some of the things that we do on a regular basis. Instead of sitting down and watching The Price is Right, you might get up and move while you're watching The Price is Right. And then, of course, taking part in your treatment program. The whole idea is you are a partner in your healthcare with your doctor. You might not be able to do all the things that you've been accustomed to doing. If you've got arthritis, you might be a little stiff in the morning. You might want to take some time to loosen up those kinks so you can't go out to breakfast with your buddies the way you have in the past. And then a big part of this class, too, is managing emotional changes. Because as we get older and we're dealing with these chronic conditions, we may not be able to do those things that we always did. And that can create feelings of loss, sadness, anger sometimes. So it really ends up being not only an instructional kind of class, but a support group, an encouraging class.
I would think that oftentimes with a chronic disease, it's sometimes easier just to stay in bed and not even try.
Yeah. What the firefighters say is they get called frequently to come out and pick people up if they've fallen, and they see the effects of inactivity, that if you sit in a chair all day, it's likely that you're going to lose muscle tone.
Well, especially if there's pain involved.
Pain is huge, yep. And of course, one of the ways of alleviating pain is to get up and move. And if you're in pain, you don't want to move.
So vicious circle.
Yes, and we talk about that in this class. There really is a cycle. We talk about using your mind-body connection, stress reduction. And then every week we have an action plan. What are you going to do? And what specifically are you going to do in the next week? I'm going to walk for 3 blocks 3 times a week. So we get very specific. So you're accountable. And it really is encouraging. I've just been stunned at the progress that I've seen in people that have taken the class.
So this class is called Living Healthy Workshop, and the next one starts on August 28th?
Yes.
And how would they sign up?
They can call 321-806-3741, or you can go to the WFIT website because it's on your calendar.
And once again, it's free and open to the public for both patients and for caregivers.
Yes, we highly encourage caregivers to attend as well.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Terry.